Hello Taurus, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, December the 31st and the whole week ahead. The moon's in Aquarius today, on New Year's Eve it might be, but there's not too much going on cosmically. Oh no, all of that is to come. But with the moon in Aquarius, think about things, make resolutions, more so about your career, your professional life and your ambitions more than anything. So if there's something you wish to do next year, then perhaps focus on your career. Here's your Sunday stars, Mars conjunct Neptune. Well, that's very seductive, pretty sexy, and very romantic too. I don't know, this kind of aspect says to me that somebody who used to be a friend could be a lover too. Or maybe someone who you'd only ever seen as a friend makes advances to you. I'm certainly wondering that January the 1st could bring a tantalizing display of some kind of passion towards you, or you towards someone else. And here's your Monday stars, your ruling planet Venus and the moon canoodle. And they do it in the sign of Aquarius. What a wonderful time for you to consider how you should look to get success and win approval when it comes to your career. Oh yes, this is the ideal time to work out a new stratagem when it comes to your image and the way you present yourself, because that could be your key to success. I need your Tuesday stars. I love the fact your ruling planet Venus now moves into Pisces. And the connection to Mercury, despite Mercury moving backwards, does mean that you're in a fine position now to look towards the future. Venus is in your 11th house, so I have a feeling that over the next few weeks you are going to make friends, and you can certainly influence people in all kinds of ways. Expect someone new and fascinating to enter your life. And here's your Wednesday stars. With Mercury moving backwards from Capricorn into Sagittarius, oh, there's a lot of things to be worked out. Now, if you're traveling, be especially careful. Make sure you've got your documents, like your passport. Make sure you've got the right day, the right time, all kinds of things. Anything to do with time, punctuality, or anything which could go wrong, make sure you double check everything. Here's your Thursday stars. Anything from computer errors to man-made mistakes, all of these can cause you problems now. You've got to be particularly careful, as I said yesterday, when it comes to travel, but also how you approach other people. And be warned of somebody who could be extremely demanding or pressurizing. I mean, you're a Taurian, you're not going to give in to them easily, but at the same time, they could make you feel psychologically uncomfortable. And here's your Friday stars. Well, a whole host of aspects in your 12th house certainly can make this a very intuitive day. And I would not neglect your intuition or even psychic powers, because you've got a lot of things going on here. But the moon enters your sign later on today, and you're going to feel extremely sensitive. And the last thing I would do now is question your feelings or your intuition. You are right on. This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.